Blog Talk Radio.
Medium built,
medium complexion, black hair, brown eyes, clothing and jewelry. Last seen at about 0500 hours on February the 15th, in the vicinity of 15948 Harlem River Drive in Manhattan, in the confines of the 10th Precinct. Any information, contact nearest police station, police officer, or the missing person squad, and the telephone number is 212-694-7781 or 7782 or 7783. And please ask for Detective Crawford. Any assistance that you can give us to bring Joelle home will be greatly appreciated. For those of you who listened 2 Sundays ago, you heard her mother on the show explaining about Joelle missing. So we are just reaching out to you, my listeners, to help us bring Joelle home safely. Again, the number to call for that is 212-694-7781 or a 2 or a 3 and ask for Detective Crawford. Those of you who are my Facebook friends, you can look on my page. You'll see a picture of Joelle, and you also see on the front page of my radio show two pictures of her. It is actually the same person as people have been asking, are they both missing? No, it's one person. One was when she had her dreadlocks, and the other one was when she cut off the dreadlocks and have her hair looking low. So, Joelle, darling, if you are listening, Auntie Daphne wants you home. We love you, sweetheart, and there is nothing that you can do to change that. So, come on home, honey, where you belong. So that was my little outreach for you. In the second hour this morning, we will be joined by Andrea Boulder. And Andrea is a 2000 gold medalist in the Sydney Olympics. And she is coming on to share an amazing story with us this morning. And we are going to be able to learn so much from her. On the first hour, I will be doing different things to just lead us into Andrea's conversation. And I want to encourage you all to call in. And with March being Women's History Month, I want to encourage you to call in and tell me about some things you plan on doing differently for this March month for those females out there. Please call me and let me know what it is that you are doing differently to make the difference on this Women's History Month. It doesn't matter what it is. It does not need to be something extravagant. It can be something just in your neighborhood. But let me hear from you what you are doing differently this Women's History Month. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I tell you, when Andrea comes on, you need to have your writing equipment ready, because does she have a story for us? On Sunday, I will have Dr. Sunita Sharma from India on, and as well as Dr. E.V. Patrick Harris, two different segments from Jamaica. So we are having some phenomenal experts on the show here, both on a Wednesday and on a Sunday. Now, the first thing I want to do is to share a poem with you. And the title of this poem is Keep Your Dreams Alive. And the author is Sue Mitchell. Nobody ever said it would be easy experiencing life, discovering that it has downs as well as ups. At least the disappointments don't last very long and don't affect you as much. When you know that no matter what, you have much to look forward to. You really do. Think of yourself as a seeker. See the process of discovery as endless and yet find peace in that fact. Be a lover of life, of people, of nature, and of the nuances unfolding within. Reach out and realize your goals. Stretch yourself. Take risk and try to understand and extend your capabilities. Listen more and more to your intuition and know that it holds a wonderful wisdom. Explore and discover the creativity you felt as a child and envision anew those things you may have stopped seeing on the way to growing up. Remember to keep your dreams alive, and happiness will always be in your heart. That is so true, because too often we tend to be looking for happiness and satisfaction on the outside. And all of these things are already on the inside of us, waiting on us to exude them. So we need to concentrate on the inside job. And my favorite word is, if it is to be, it's up to me. Because, you know, we are so wonderfully created with all the tools. I remember about 6 weeks or so ago, I was speaking with a colleague of mine out in Canton, Ohio. And she said, Daphne, I went to the Lord in prayer to ask about how he wants me to do things this year and requesting some new tools. And she said, you know something? As I am speaking to you now, I heard it as audible as I could. You do not need anything else. You have everything that you need to do what I've called you to do. And what an awakening that is. It is indeed an awakening when we come to the realization that we are not short. We are not lacking of the things that we need to excel, to become successful in life. The only thing that's lacking is our efforts in taking action. And it is so important to take action. Do not sit around and wait to get everything in place. Because you know what I have found out? Is that when you sit around, you're wasting time. You begin where you are with what you have got. And as you utilize the things you have, more will be added onto you. It's like, I'm sure It doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening from. I am most certain that you have heard the term, use it or lose it. And then I'll add to that, use it and get more added to what you have. So you're not going to sit around to get all the money, all the clients, all the support. You start with what you have. Be thankful for what you have and watch your numbers grow and watch all the support come into you. I'm sure you have also heard me mention in the past about us being able to rewrite the script of our lives. And, you know, we have the pen, we have the parchment all ready because it is in our tongue. I'm going to be sharing something about the signs of deliberate creation with you. I'm not sure that we'll get through all of it, but I want to highlight some pointers here as we wait for Andrea. And this is another great book I pulled from my library this morning. And it is by Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Law of Attraction, The Basis of the Teaching of Abraham. Now, and this is taken from page 75. If you are listening and if you have that book, you could grab it and go along with me. The signs of deliberate creation defined. Jerry, and she's asking a question. Abraham, you have spoken to us of deliberate creation. Would you discuss the value of that to us and clarify what you mean by deliberate creation? Now, listen to Abraham's reply. We have called it the signs of deliberate creation because we are assuming that you want to create on purpose. But actually, it is more aptly called the law of creation. For it works whether you are thinking of what you want or of what you do not want. Whether you're thinking of what you want, or whether you're thinking of the lack of what you want, the direction of your thought is your choice. The law of creation goes to work upon whatever you are thinking about. From your physical perspective, this equation of creation has two important parts, the launching of the thought and the expectation of the thought, the desire for the creation and the allowing of the creation. From our non-physical perspective, we experience both parts of that equation. Simultaneously, for there is no gap between what we desire and what we fully expect. Most humans are unaware of the power of their thoughts, the vibrational nature of their being, or the powerful law of attraction. So they look at their action to make everything happen. And while we agree that the action is an important component of the physical world in which we are focused, it is not through your action that you are creating your physical experience. When you understand the power of thought and practice your deliberate offering of it, you will discover the powerful leverage in creating that only comes from desiring and allowing. When you prepave or positively anticipate with your thoughts, the amount of action required is far less, and the action is much more satisfying. If you do not take the time to align your thoughts, far more action is required without a satisfying result. Your hospitals are filled to the brim with those who now take action to compensate for inappropriate thoughts. They did not create the illness on purpose, but they did create it through their thoughts and through expectation. And then they went to the hospital to take physical action to compensate. We see many people spending their days exchanging their action for money because the money is essential to the freedom of life in this society, and yet in most cases the action is not action in joy. It is an attempt to compensate for misaligned thoughts. We have intended action that is part of the deliriousness of this physical world in which you live. But you need not intend to do your creating thoughts physical action. You intend to use your body to enjoy that which you have created through your thought. As you set forth your thought in advance, feeling positive emotion, you have then launched your creation, and then you walk through space and time toward that manifestation of the future, expecting that it will be there. Then from the joyful creation that you have launched into the future, you will be inspired to action, and action that is action of joy. When you are taking action in your now, and it is not action of in joy, it is our absolute promise to you that it will not lead to a happy ending. It cannot. It defies the law. Rather than being so ready to jump into action to get the things that you want, you say, think them into being, see them, visualize them, and expect them, and they will be. And you will be guided, inspired, or led to the perfect action that will bring about the process that will lead you to that which you seek. And there is a great difference between that which we have spoken and the way most of the world is going about it. I invited it by giving it thought. Often, as we begin to impart our knowledge to our physical friends regarding the deliberate creative process, we meet with resistance, for there are those who have things in their life experience that they do not want. And as they hear us say, all things are invited by you, they protest saying, Abraham, I would not have invited this because I don't want it. So we eagerly offer the information to you to help you understand how you are getting what you are getting so that you may be more deliberate in your attracting of it. And so you may consciously attract those things that you do want, while you may avoid attracting those things that you do not want. We know that you are not inviting, attracting, or creating it on purpose, but we will say to you that you are the inviter, the attractor, and the creator of it. Because you are doing it by giving thought to it, by default, you are offering your thought, and when the law that you do not understand are responding to your thought, causing results that you do not understand, and so that is why we have come forth to speak to you of the universal laws, so that you may understand how you are getting what you are getting, so that you may understand how to gain deliberate control of your life. Most physical beings are so completely interrogated into their physical world that they have very little conscious awareness of their relationship with the non-physical world. For example, you want light in your bathroom, so you go to the lamp by your bedside, turn a little switch, and watch the light flows the room. Then you would explain to others, this switch caused the light. But you understand without our explaining that there is much more to the story of where the light comes from. And so it is with all things. That you are experiencing in your physical setting. You are explaining only a little bit of what makes things happen. We are there to explain the rest of it to you. You have emerged into the physical dimension from your broader non-physical perspective with great intent and purpose. You have come forth because you wanted this physical experience very much. This is not the first of such experience for you. You have had many physical as well as non-physical life experiences, and you have emerged into this one because you want to add to that continuing evolving being that you really are. That being, that thought, this body, that's this body, and thought, these physical senses, you may not know, you may not now know, but the being, indeed, that broader expansion groweth, seeking, joy-seeking, evolving part of you. My inner being is communicating with me. We want to help you remember that you are the creator of your experience and that there is such joy in being deliberate about that. We want to help you remember your relationship with the non-physical part of you. Your inner being who is aware of you and involved with you in everything that you do. Do you not remember the detail of what you have lived before? You came into this physical body, but your inner being is fully aware of all that you have become. And this and is continually offering you information to assist you in living in the most joyous way possible in all moments and time. As you emerge into this life experience, you did not bring with you the memory of that which you have lived before. For those details would only serve to distract you from the power of your now. However, because of your relationship with your inner being, you do have access to the knowledge of that broader perspective, or total you. Your broader non-physical part of you communicated with you and has done so far the day you emerge into this physical body. That communication comes in many varieties, but all of you are receiving the basic communication that comes forth in the form of your emotion. Every emotion that you feel is, without exception, communication from your inner being, letting you know in the moment the appropriateness of whatever you are thinking, speaking, or acting. In other words, as you think a thought that is not in vibrational harmony with your overall intent, your inner being will offer you the negative emotion. As you do or say something that is not in vibrational harmony with who you are and what you want, your inner being will offer you a negative emotion. And in like manner, when you are speaking, thinking, or acting in the direction of that which is in harmony with your intentions, your inner beings will offer you positive emotion. There are only two emotions. One of them feels good, the other feels bad. You call them all sorts of different things, depending upon the situation that brought them forth. But as you recognize that thing, that this guidance system, which comes forth from within you in the form of emotion, speaks to you from your broader, all-inclusive perspective, you will be able to understand that you have the benefit of all intentions that you hold here today, and all of the intentions that you emerge into this physical body with, and that you have the ability to factor in all the details of your desires and your beliefs in order to be able to make the absolute appropriate decision at every point on time. I can trust my guidance from within. Many people have set their own intuitive guidance aside, replacing it with the opinions of parents, teachers, experts, are leaders in a variety of disciplines. But the more you look to others for their guidance, the more removed you become from your own wise counsel. So often, as we begin to remind our physical friends of who they really are, helping them to reconnect with the guidance system that is within them, they feel hesitation. They have often become convinced of their unworthiness and of their incorrectness, so they are afraid to move forward, trusting their own guidance of their own conscience, because they believe that there may be someone else who knows more clearly than they do what is appropriate for them. But we want to help you remember the worthy, powerful being that you are, and your reason for becoming into this time space, really. We want you to remember your intent to explore the contrast of this wonderful environment, knowing that it would give birth to a continual stream of new intentions, and you want you to remember that who you really are, your inner being, or total you, of course, is joyous in the expansion that you are about. We want to remember that you can feel by the power of your emotions in every moment. Whether you are seeing your current situation through the eyes of that broader perspective, or whether you are cutting yourself off from that source by choosing thoughts that are different of the different nature. In other words, when you feel love, that means that the way you are seeing the objective of your attention matches the way the inner sees inner you sees it. When you feel hate, you are seeing it without that inner connection. You intuitively know all of this, especially when you were younger, but gradually most of you were worn out by the insistence of those older and self-described wiser others who surrounded you as they work hard to convince you that you could not trust your own impulses. And so, most of you physical beings do not trust yourselves, which is amazing to us. For that which comes from within you is all of you may trust. But instead, you are spending most of your physical lifetime seeking a set of rules or a group of people, a religious political group, if you will, who will tell you what is right and what is wrong. And then you spend the rest of your physical experience trying to hammer your square peg into someone else's round hole. Try to make those odd rules usually those that were written thousands of years before your time, fit into this new life experience. And as a result, what we see, for the most part, is your frustration. And at best, your confusion. And we also have noticed that every year there are many of you who are dying as you are arguing about those set of rules in most appropriate. We say to you that overall, all-inclusive, never-changing set of rules not exist for you or ever-changing growth-seeking beings. If your house were on fire and the firefighter came with their truck, that marvelous equipment with the big long hose and all of the water surging through and sprayed their hoses onto your house to extinguish the flame, you would say indeed, that is most appropriate behavior. But if one day when there was no fire, those same firefighters and the same house were to enter your house spraying water around, you would say indeed, that is not appropriate. So, it is with the laws that you are passing relatively to one another. Most of your past laws and rules are not appropriate to that which you are living, you are now living. If you had not intended growth, you would not been here in this physical life experience, for you are here as an expanding, ever-changing, growth-seeking being, because you want to add unto that which you understand. And you want to add all that is. If that which was figured out long ago was the ultimate, and then would be no reason for your existence today. How am I getting what I'm getting? At first, our existence, that you are the creator of your own reality, is met with a joyful acceptance. Because most people long for the control of their experience. But as you come to understand that everything that is coming to you is being attracted by your own thoughts, you get what you think about whether you want it or not. Some of you feel uncomfortable with what seems like the overwhelming task of monitoring your thoughts, sorting them out, and offering only those that will yield things that you do want. We do not encourage a monitoring of thoughts, for we agree that would be incredibly time consuming and cumbersome. But instead, we recommend a conscious utilization of your emotional guidance system. If you will pay attention to the way that you are feeling, then a monitoring of your thoughts is not so necessary. Whenever you are feeling good, know that you are, in the moment, speaking, thinking, and creating and acting in accordance with your intention. And know that whether you are feeling bad or not, align with your intentions. In short, whenever there is negative emotion present within you, you are in that moment miscreating either thought, either through your thought, your word, or your action. And so, the combination of being more deliberate about what you want, more clear about what you intend, and more sensitive to the way you feel is, in essence, that the deliberate creation process is all about. Yes, I want to remind you that we will be joined in less than 14 minutes by Andrea Boulder, who is a gold medalist from the 2000 Sydney Olympics. And Andrea is coming on to share with us how she is, how she has included her winning there and her discipline from being an athlete into her business. I want to welcome guest number 1309 to the chat room. And as you just heard me mention, that we'll be joined by Andrea. And in the meantime, I'm just going through some pointers of things that you and I can do to be deliberate about what we create. Because as you will understand from Andrea, how her winning attitude has helped her to create deliberately the results she's looking for on this journey of success. So I did, at the top of the hour, I did mention, if you are a female, and with March being Women's History Month, and if you are doing anything differently to enhance your life or the life of others around you, I want you to call 646-915-8166. And please tell me or tell the rest of the world about what it is that you are doing differently. I also have extended greetings, manifest dreams, manifest welcome. I think you are a first comer to the show. This is the first time I've seen you. I want to welcome you. I don't know where you're calling from, but if there's anything that you're doing differently for this, I don't know if you're a female, if there's anything you are doing differently for this March Women's History Month, tell me about it and let's discuss it. I'm waiting for my guest on for the second hour, Andrea Boulder, who is a gold medalist from the 2000 Sydney Olympics. And she's coming on to share with the rest of the world how her winning attitude and practices has helped her to be successful in what she's doing. So I thank you for stopping by Dreams Manifest. And please mark the show favorite and become a friend. And just let me know what you're doing and let me know how I can add value to your vision. So the number to call if you want to call is 646-915-8166. So let us continue here with the insight on the signs of deliberate creation. I am the sole creator of my experience. The big question that usually comes up at this point of our discussion is, Abraham, how do I know that what comes forth from within me may be trusted? Ah. Isn't there someone greater than I who makes all of the rules and wants me to be or do specific things? As we say, you are the creator of your experience, and you have emerged forth into the physical body through the power of your desire. You are not there to prove yourself worthy of something else. You are not there because you see greater salvation on some other plane. You are here because you have a specific purpose in being here. You want to be a deliberate creator, and you have chosen this physical dimension. Where there is time and space, so that you may finally tune your understanding and then see the benefits of whatever you have created in thought by allowing it to come into your physical experience. You are adding to the expansion of the universe, and all that is benefits from your experience by your exposure to this experience and by your expansion. All that you do pleases that which you seek to be pleased. There is not a list of things that are right and a list of things that are wrong. There is only that which aligns with your true intent and purpose. And that which does not, you may trust your guidance that comes forth from within you to help you know that you are in alignment with your state of natural well-being. Magnetically, I attract thoughts in vibrational harmony. The law of attraction is responsible for much that is obvious in our life experience. We have coined many phrases because of your partial understanding of this law. You say, birds of a feather flock together. You say, the better it gets, the better it gets. And the worse it gets, the worse it gets. You say, this day started out bad and ended up much, much worse. But even as you are saying these things, most of you do not truly understand how powerful the law of attraction really is. People are drawn together because of it. Every circumstance and event is a result of it. Thoughts that are vibrationally similar to one another are drawn magnetically to another thought and powerful law of attraction. People who feel a certain way are drawn to another magnetically through this law. Indeed, the very thoughts that you think are drawn one unto another until that once a very small or insignificant and not so powerful thought may, because of your focus upon it, grow to be very powerful. Because of the law of attraction, each of you is like a powerful magnet, attracting unto you more of the way that you feel at any point in time. As we are thinking and speaking, we are creating. No other creates in your experience. You are doing it all. You get all of the credit. And I think our guest is on. Well, good morning. Good morning, Miss Andrea. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, and I am just so excited to have you on. I decided after our pre-show dialogue last night that I just wanted to use the first hour to prepare my listeners for your coming.
Yes.
Because I know that you have deliberately created who you are now, and I wanted people to be prepared for you. So we were, I was dealing with some insights into the signs of deliberate creation. So again, I want to thank you and also to applaud you for taking me up on the offer. Because I extended to female entrepreneurs during the month of March to highlight what they're doing, and nobody took me up on it. So I'm just going to give it to the guys. So thank you, my sister, for accepting.
Thank you for asking. Thank you.
Yes. And without any other delay, we have an hour and 2 minutes to just delve into what's going on and all of that. So I want to remind the listeners, be part of the dialogue by calling 646-915-8166 and be part of this conversation, because this is what we're all about. It takes all of us to make this show the power source that I am told that it is. So, Andrea Boulder.
Yes.
Let us begin at the beginning. How did it all begin with this gorgeous woman enter this world? Tell us about your beginnings as a child.
Well, I am a Southern California girl. I was actually born and raised in Long Beach, California. I have two wonderful and supportive parents, and I'm the oldest child of three. And I just, you know, I had what I like to call a charmed life. You know, I was very mm-hmm. supportive. I had a great support system around me. And just growing up, my parents made sure that I was active, that I was well-rounded, that I was educated. But the one thing that they always instilled in me was to do what it is that you like, find your passion, and be the best at it. Mm-hmm. And I think that growing up and having just that one seed, they planted many seeds in me, but having that one seed planted in me, whatever it was that I did at growing up as a child, I always strove to do my best, mm-hmm. to make myself happy, to make sure that I was doing it because I liked to do it. And mm-hmm. if I was going to do it at all, that I was going to always put my best foot forward. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I took that with me, and I carried that with me throughout my childhood into high school. And we were always very active into sports. I started off as a gymnast. My parents put us in gymnastics from me and my brother. From a very young age, And that kind of, I guess, birthed the competitive or athletic seed, which transformed or, you know, grew into me being a track and field athlete. And I started track and field in, I want to say, middle school, about the seventh or eighth grade, and I was doing club track, and I was running in middle school, and I absolutely fell in love. it was a sport that I felt that I could grow in. It was a sport that I was very good at, and it gave me a personal challenge, because you're really track and field, you're competing against yourself, and you're always trying to better yourself, get one step faster every time that you step onto the track. So my parents always taught me to take on any challenge, to that there's no other competition that can take you out but yourself. And
you know,
that was,
Andrea, I want to insert something here, because it, you said a lot of powerful things, but I just want to highlight two things. Is the fact that your parents instilled in you from this early age that you can become anything.
Yeah.
So it simply means that they were listening to what you were saying, and they were having the conversation, which is what parents don't do nowadays, especially those of us who thought we are in a position to do more for our children than we had done for us. But that may be so. However, we still need to listen, because we are not supposed to be living our dream and purpose through our children. That's number one. Number two is the fact where you mentioned that in track and field, you're competing against yourself. And although I respectfully agree with that, I want to add that not only in track and field, as an entrepreneur, as out there in the world doing what we're doing, it doesn't matter whether you carry a label of a certain profession or career. You still need to compete with yourself and your past performance, because people are spending too much time watching the Joneses, watching the person in the cubicle. And before they know it, Andrea, 4.5 hours out of their 8-hour day is already gone. And they didn't do anything. They did not do anything for themselves. So I'm glad you brought those out. So would you continue, please?
Absolutely. You know, I definitely agree with you in that you have to make sure that you are doing, you're staying in your own lane, and you're running your race, and that's what I think that I have been able to do in my life. I've always stayed in my lane. I've always said, this is my focus, this is my passion, and regardless of what is going on around me, regardless of what other people are doing or not doing, whatever my circumstance is, I'm going to be laser focused on what it is that I want to accomplish, and I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'm going to run literally until I get there. And I think that that is so important in terms of the success that you have, not only as an entrepreneur, but in your life as well. You
That's
have
right.
to be able to take your passion, to take your dreams, to take the things that you want to manifest in your life, and you have to be willing to be dedicated and committed, persistent and consistent on getting to that goal, running as fast and as hard as you can to get to achieving your goal. And I think so many people get caught up or distracted and delayed in that manifestation of their dream and of their goal because they're worried about what other people say. They're worried about what other people are doing. They're worried about all these outside factors that really don't have any bearing on what you're doing in your life. And take those and they complicate it.
Exactly, because, you know, what the other person is doing has nothing to do with what you are doing. You
Absolutely,
need
it does not.
You need to work on your your best to make it better. And when you get to your better, how can I make it exceptional? You keep what the guy and the thing said, kick it up a notch. You know, he has something so unique, that guy on TV that talk about bam when he's putting his season on.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. When people get on there, you think they're not going to remember him about that? So what makes you different? What makes you unique? Stick to it. And we are not talking about being selfish and staying in your igloo where you do not add value to anybody. We are saying, know what you're about. And when you know that, like you know that, like you know your name, then you are ready to add value to somebody else without being threatened. Because
absolutely,
this is why a lot of envy and grudge and hating comes into being, because you think somebody got it better than you. No, you just need to concentrate on what you got. Ain't nobody got what you got, unless they decide to clone you. You know, so you have to just focus on that.
Absolutely. We are all unique by design. We all have different personalities. We all have different mannerisms and traits and characteristics, and we all have to understand what our value is and understand our worth. I think that so many people underestimate what they can actually bring to their community or bring to the world. And so many people need to understand that there is nobody that can do what you do
nobody.
At all, like you said, unless they clone you. And even nobody can do exactly what you do. You need to realize that it is you that is unique. It is you that is perfect under, you know, God's eyes, that you can do all things. And it's very, very important to understand that your impact on this world will be different from anyone else. Your blueprint or your imprint on this world will be different than anyone else. And you have to take that advantage of that opportunity that you've been given to do with it the very best that you can.
That's right.
Like you said, it's about giving value. It's about sharing life lessons, sharing your experiences, taking what you've learned from others and what you, you know, just learn from your experience in general, taking those good things and sharing them with other people so that it may be beneficial and helpful to someone else. And when you help others, when you share benefits with others, that increases your value. That increases your worth. That
I was talking before you came on. We were talking about the signs of the deliberate attraction, and I was saying that there's a saying, I don't think it matters what culture you are or what part of the world you're from. It says if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also adding to that cliche that if you don't use it, you don't get anything added. But if you begin with what you have, because there are a lot of people who are sitting around waiting to have everything in place before they step out and use what they have. And my addition to that phrase is, use what you got so you can get more added to it. Don't sit down and wait for the rest. You know, I'm waiting to have 3,000 customers. I'm waiting to have a marketing this in place or a that in place. Start where you are and learn as you go along, because the effort is what needs to help to propel you where you want to go and where you need to be. You got to believe in yourself. Yes, it is good when your parents believe in you and your spouses and your siblings and you have the support of a community behind you. However, I'm here to tell you, until you step out boldly, you will not be getting those support. Because people want to make sure you're a winner before they come up applauding you. How many times, Andrea, I'm sure you have heard people say, oh, baby, I don't think you should do that. Mm-mm, ain't nobody else in this family ever do that. Yet you step out boldly and you excel at it. I said, well, I always know you could. That's my baby. And if you did not step out, nothing would be happening. So you got to believe in yourself to take the action that is needed to turn your life around. Let us fast forward. We understand about your athletic abilities and everything. However, you did not really just settle on that. You went into another direction during your life and to pursue other things.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about that, please?
Sure. When, you know, I was very blessed to and fortunate to have a wonderful track and field career. I was able to work and be coached by one of the greatest coaches that I think across any sport of all time, which was Bobby Kersee, the husband of Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was able to take from when my track and field career was coming to a close, and what I wanted to take from that was, okay, well, I had my passion. I was able to achieve my childhood dream of becoming an Olympian, of winning a gold medal,
gold medal.
Fortunate enough,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to do that, to be able to run on the 4x100-meter relay in the Sydney Games.
Mm-hmm.
But I was transitioning into the next phase of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found was that I was, even though I was able to fall back on, you know, a degree, I was able to go to UCLA and I had a degree mm-hmm. in biochemistry, even though I was mm-hmm. able to fall back on that and on my degree and mm-hmm. enter the corporate world, I stayed there for actually 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found was that it wasn't my passion. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
what I wanted to do. It wasn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, me and myself thinking that what I'm doing right now is helping other people in a way that I want them to be impacted by
mm-hmm.
the things that I'm doing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that a lot of times we get caught up in, you know, your parents tell you to, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a good job.
And get some benefits.
And give some benefits. You know, work that 40-hour work week and
mm-hmm.
you'll be fine. And you'll
got
be fine.
Get some benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wasn't fine. I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. I felt like I was, you know, running what we all like to call the rat race. And
mm-hmm.
we were living, I was going to work each and every day, getting up every morning, living the dream of someone
mm.
else, living the
That's
dream
right.
of the owner of my
mm.
company, living
mm-hmm.
while he's out doing the things that he likes to do in his life because
playing
he had
the golf
a system.
Or traveling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, traveling.
Play.
He had mm-hmm. all of his, you know, he had property, money, all the things that, all the goals that he wanted to accomplish in his life, he was manifesting through other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, one of those slots in
mm-hmm.
his system that
That's
allowed
right.
him to manifest the dreams that he had. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would look out the window. I had a cubicle in that looked outside the window, and every single morning I would look outside the window and say, you know, one day I'm going to get out there and find my passion again. I'm going to get out there and live the dream that I want to live. I'm going to go
mm-hmm.
out there and do the things that I want to do to make
mm-hmm.
the impact that I wanted, you know, to,
mm-hmm.
to do in
mm-hmm.
in my life, that I had dreams
mm-hmm.
and go and follow my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, you know, when I had my son, I have a 2-year-old, when I had my son, it really gave me the opportunity to get away from work, to really sit
mm-hmm.
down and really think and reevaluate what it was that I wanted to do in
mm-hmm.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I was moving in the wrong direction, and
mm-hmm.
I made a conscious decision. Just one morning I said, I'm not going back. I'm going to do the things that I want to do, and no matter what I have to do to get there, I will accomplish this goal. No matter how long it takes, no matter what I have to learn, I will go forward with my best
mm-hmm.
and goal and accomplish my goals. I was leaving a six-figure income. Mm-hmm. I was leaving the comfort of those benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I was leaving the comfort of
corporate
being able
America.
To get, of corporate America. And it was scary.
Let
it
me
was,
ask you a question. Do you remember when you broke the news to folks around you? Did they call the doctor to get you institutionalized?
Some of them, yes, they did. I believe that, but this was the thing. I believe that, you know, because I sat down and I discussed it with my husband. He was very supportive. My parents
smart
were very
man.
Supportive.
Smart man.
But
smart parents.
Yes, exactly. But even though they were supportive, they didn't quite understand what I was doing or what I was trying to accomplish or where I was actually trying to go with it. They were like, okay, whatever you want to do, we'll support you. But I don't think they necessarily understood the scope of what it was going to take or the trials and the challenges that I would have to endure and the learning curve that, you know, I would have to go through to get
That's
to where
right.
I wanted to be. Yeah. And I think that when they saw me in the beginning, when they saw that, yes, it was a struggle and that I was getting up and staying up, you know, 16, 18 hours a day just to make this happen, just to make sure that I was learning, just to make sure that I was getting around the right people and attracting the right people that would ensure my success.
Right.
They thought, oh, my goodness, you're crazy. You know, when they saw actually how hard that it was and how much time and effort and dedication and commitment that it actually takes to make your own dream a reality. So it was a challenge, but it was what I wanted to do.
Exactly. And what I have found out and I've come to realize is that it's okay for people not to understand because the vision and the call is not theirs. When they are faced with theirs, it comes easy for them to understand. But because the call and the purpose is on your life, when they see challenges and frustration, you feel adrenaline pumping and say, you go, girl. So you don't see no hindrances. People ask me all the time where you get your energy from, what keeps you going. And I said it's the calling that God has on my life because when people read my stuff and realize, oh, my vision is to change the world by transforming one life at a time, one too many times people said to me, you are crazy. That is too big of a goal. I said, you are missing the part that says one life at a time. And I do your life, you touch somebody else's life. Before you know it, this thing snowball and we get the global result that we want. So, like they say, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And this is what we do with our goals and the vision and purpose that we are called to do. You just delve in and you take one small bite and you say, okay, I do this. Now what else? And you get every step of the way. It's like a blueprint. So
absolutely.
I'm happy.
It is. It's like your blueprint. And it's about not letting limiting beliefs of others dictate or manifest what it is that you said, you know, your vision is for your life. And I think that that's so very important, not to let the beliefs of other people stunt your growth in this world, to make a negative impact on what you're trying to do. And so many people, I see it every single day, they use the comments of others, they take what someone else said or what someone didn't understand about their vision
and put their life on hold.
Yeah, and they put their life on hold. And we have to stop using other people's excuses or other people's limiting beliefs as a crutch for our failure. We have to kick that crutch
That's
from
right.
under us and
right.
say we are going to go out here full force, focusing on our vision, and we are going to accomplish, because success is about consistency. If you stay consistent, if you stay focused on your goal, no matter how long that it takes you, and it may take you longer than someone else.
No, exactly.
But
and it's supposed to, it's supposed to take you, because you're supposed to be as close to perfection as you can. And what people need to understand, they must adopt the practices of disagreeing with folks without being disagreeable. When people tell you that they don't get what you're doing, tell them, honey, that's all right. I don't expect you to, because this is not your dream.
Right.
Instead of getting into a fight, well, what is it you don't understand? They're not supposed to understand it. It has nothing to do with them. You go about your God-designed business and perform. He gives you the tools to do what you got to do. Stop running around like a chicken that's about to lose its head, trying to get people's approval to do what you already got the blueprint to do. Settle down and read what you have and get to work. So let us fast forward, because, lady, you got some good stuff. You got good stuff, my sister. So you got to learning. You gave up that good job with the good benefits and the good money. But,
mm-hmm.
Lord, you wasn't feeling frustrated no more. I am sure you felt so happy, even when you wasn't making the money yet. You felt good.
Absolutely, because happiness is not about the money. Happiness is about how you feel inside and the accomplishments that you know that you are going to manifest in your own life.
Yes.
And that's where people get caught up. They feel like you have to have a lot of money to be happy. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Money is a byproduct of happiness. Money is a byproduct of success.
It's an inside job. I was talking about that before. Welcome, guest number 1474 to the chat. I'm here with the amazing, fantastic, fabulous, and gorgeous Andrea Boulder, and she is a gold medalist from the Sydney 2000 Olympics, and she's sharing with us how she has incorporated her winning spirit from the field and track into being a gold marketer. So if you have a question for Andrea, call at 646-915-8166. We thank you for joining us this morning. So let us talk about the things that you are doing now. And you mentioned how what you're doing now, we spoke about that last night, how
mm-hmm.
your spirit as a winning athlete has propelled and advanced your now career. So let's talk about the transition from corporate to where you are now and what's happening with you.
Absolutely. I think that at a very key time in my life where I was, you know, deciding and reevaluating and trying to figure out what it exactly was that I wanted to do to kind of get my fire and my passion back, someone introduced, opened a door to a business opportunity for me, and it was in the realm of network marketing. And I entered it full force. I said, this is exactly what I need. It was going to allow me to get the flexibility that I wanted to gain back in my life. It was going to allow me to live life on my own terms, to give me a life parallel to that of which I wanted to, of which I had as a track and field athlete. And just like anything else in my life, I went full force. I
mm-hmm.
said, nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to, you know, go all out. But what I realized was that I didn't necessarily have the support system that I needed in
mm-hmm.
order to succeed. And I think that in anything that you're doing, whether it is as an athlete, as an entrepreneur, as a mother, as a father, you need to have mentors. You need to have an example of what success looks like, and you need
That's
to
right.
attach yourself to what that success is, to be able to manifest some type of success for yourself. you know, how people will say, you know, success breeds success. And what I started to do was to seek out and look for people who were successful in what I was trying to accomplish. And that took me to the internet. And what I was so fortunate and blessed to be able to find a mentor that was she was able to guide me and to talk to me and to hone and sharpen my skills, because we can all have passion. We can all have purpose. But if you do not have a system in place, if you do not know the steps to take to actually accomplish your goal and to get to your end point, then you're just stuck with the passion and the purpose. And, you know, you have to have a passion, and you have to take that passion, turn it into your purpose, but you have to have the right platform in order for it to all come together.
And you know what is lacking, too, and why a lot of people cannot move from the passion and purpose phase is because they refuse to invest in themselves.
Yes.
Because people think that, oh, I don't have to I don't have to spend money on this. I don't have money to spend on this. I don't have money to spend on that. And I said, you have to and you need to invest in yourself. And people, they just refuse from doing that. So they're still at the phase running around in circles and chasing their shadows, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. It is about personal development. People don't understand that success and entrepreneurship, it's not necessarily about the transactions that you make, the money that's exchanging hands. It's how you impact or satisfy someone else's life. And that comes with sharing what you have, sharing your winning spirit, sharing your positivity. That is what attracts people to you. That is what attracts success. And that's why a lot of people who have success in their business, the first thing that people will say about them is that they helped me, is that they shared something with me or helped me achieve something that I couldn't do on my own. And that is what is so important. People need to understand that when they invest in themselves, only then can they give what they have inside to others. If you are empty and don't have what it takes inside or the right mindset inside, you cannot affect anybody else's life in a positive way. So
it's
very important to invest in yourself. And I'm not saying that you have to go out and, you know, spend all this money on books and audio tapes and doing those things. You can go to the library. You can, you know, open up a book or borrow a book. There's so many different ways
Andrea,
that you can go
Andrea,
to accomplish those things.
Andrea, I'm going to stop you there. Anybody in business don't need to be borrowing no book from anybody unless the library. I'm telling you, because the same way the other person can invest and go buy that book, if you are so stingy that you don't want to buy it, you borrow it from the library. But a lot of adults don't even have a library card.
Right.
I remember when my office was in another building, and I had my library out in the waiting area, and my books were like walking out of my office. And I think people were leaving and just taking a book with them. And, oh, dear, this is such a pet peeve of mine about people saying, oh, when you finish reading that book, loan it to me. I said, no, it is part of my library and you need to go buy your own. And people, just like you plan for your vacation and you plan for everything else, you decide how much a week you want to put in the kitty for your personal development.
Right.
You need to go to seminars. You need to read. You need to watch DVD. You need to have a coach. You need to have a mentor. Because those are the only steps to you becoming successful. Don't depend on somebody else's investment in themselves for you. So I'm sorry that I had to disagree with you on that one, but folks need to take the responsibilities for where they want to go. and stop walking and wanting everything for free, because other people are spending money to get the knowledge that you are looking to get from them for free.
Absolutely. I totally 100% agree with that. And my point was that sometimes when people are first starting out and they don't necessarily have the funds,
mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that in the beginning, mm-hmm. you need to do whatever it takes for you to get that knowledge and that okay. information into you. Now,
all right.
when you have those seeds of success in you, you know that you're going to have to stop, you know, getting that cup of coffee and buy a book instead. You're going to
mm-hmm.
have to stop,
wasting your time on that green coffee.
Exactly. You're going to have to stop wasting your time on money and putting things in your life that are not going to fulfill you or bring you closer to your dream, and investing them in the books and the audios and the attending seminars. It is so very important to understand that those are the things that you need to do to accomplish your goals.
Mm-hmm.
People who are successful, they go to seminars. They're consistently learning. They never
mm-hmm.
stop learning. They're always
mm-hmm.
trying to be better, become better, to do better, to share more, to impact more. And that is the formula for a winning life and
mm-hmm.
a winning business.
And
mm-hmm. that's something that I've used in my life and in my business to help me to get to the next step. Even when I didn't know exactly how I was going to get there, even when I didn't know, you know, what vehicle was going to get me to where I wanted to be, no matter, you know, if I woke up that morning and I was discouraged, or if I was feeling less motivated, or whatever it was, I always fell back on what I had learned. I always fell back
right.
on the personal development, you know,
mm-hmm.
opening my Bible, meditating, making sure that I was staying in line with the positive mindset that I needed to have in order to continue to move forward in my business and in my life. So I think that that's very, very important. Personal development
yes.
is what it is
all,
really all about. It's key.
You know, I remember some years back, Andrea, I would register for the conference, and after I paid the hotel and all the airfare, I never had money to go out for food. I never
mm-hmm.
have money to go out for dinner. But did I let that stop me? And
absolutely
you know
not.
What? I always meet somebody at that conference who want to take me out for dinner. And you know what I always do? You know, sometimes for break times, they put the fruit out and they put the cookies and stuff. I always save mine, because if I have no dinner, I'm not going to go to bed hungry. But
yeah.
I'm going there and I'm getting that information. And I remember a few years back, there was a conference I registered for. And after the airfare, I did not collect from any clients to pay my hotel. And a friend of mine, a male friend of mine, was going. And he had two beds in his room. And he said, well, I have two beds in my room. You can have one if you want. And I said, I'm in. And I said, you don't have to worry. I will not get in your way. At the end of the conference, he says, I never believe I could have a roommate and I didn't see you. He saw me in the dining room or in some of the classes. He never saw me in the room, because
mm-hmm.
I went in the room when he was sound asleep, and he got up so early before I woke up. So we were never in each other's way. And it's a few weeks ago we were talking. He said, you know, I respected you and love you from we established this friendship. But he said, after we shared that room, if you can call it sharing, I have so much of a greater love and respect for you, because he said, you are one phenomenal person. And I did not want to miss that conference. And as you say, you got to do what it takes in order to get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so let's talk about, you mentioned that you has utilized your winning spirit and attitude and practices to help propel you as a goal marketer. Let's talk about that and what component of your winning attitude and everything else you have now included in what you're doing.
Yes. Well, I think that when you have a winning attitude and when you have a winning spirit, you are committed to success. And not only do you want to see yourself succeed, you want to have other people around you to succeed as well. So what I did was I transitioned my business to the internet and online, and I created a blog, thegoldmedalmarketer.com. That is the blog that I generated or created. And my goal was to coach others to success, just like someone coached me, just like someone mentored me, just like when I was searching for the answers, when I was searching for a helping hand, when I was searching for a blueprint or a formula for success, someone was there to help me and to pick me up and to say, this is how you do it. And I think that a part of having a winning attitude is knowing how to be coachable, is knowing when you need help, knowing where you can improve, knowing when and how you can get better in order to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So my step was to, or my goal or my purpose was to develop a guide, develop a game plan for people who were looking for true success, who were looking to take their passion of entrepreneurship, of network marketing, internet marketing, and take that passion, learn the steps that they needed to take to get to where they wanted to be in their life. Now, everybody's goals are different, and I think that that is a problem with a lot of these coaches or so-called gurus out here, is that they only have one blueprint, and that's the blueprint that they have for their success. Now, yes, you can refer to their blueprint or the steps that they took, but you have to have a blueprint that is unique to your life. Not everybody's goals are the same. Not everybody wants to make $1 million. Some people just want an extra $500 a month, you know, to be able to save their home or their mortgage. Everybody's goals are different. Some people use entrepreneurship as a vehicle or a platform to do other things, like open up a nonprofit organization or to help inner-city children. So everybody's goal, everybody's vision is different. And my purpose is to help you to determine why you are doing what you are doing, why you are using network marketing as your vehicle to accomplish the things that you want in your life. Now, network marketing is not the end goal. It's not, I'm going to be a network marketer. Nobody really grows up saying, I want to be a network marketer or internet marketer. But they might say, I want to open up, you know, my own business. I want to use, and they use that money from network marketing to accomplish those goals that they have long-term for their life. Now, network marketing may always be a part of your life, but it's how you use the success and the money that you get from network marketing to propel your greater passion and your purpose in your life and the things that you want to do and how you want to impact other people. So that's the whole purpose of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
You know what, Andrea? I'm so glad that you took the time to so eloquently break that down, because I think a lot of the world has their wires crossed between multi-level marketing and network marketing, because each and every one of us need to excel in network marketing now, because I'm here in Connecticut in the Northeast. You are out in California. If it was not for the availability of us networking via the internet, we would not have been having this dialogue today. So this is why I think people need to get themselves educated about the difference between network marketing and multi-level marketing, because there are two different things and people need to understand. Our growth and success and building wealth today is greatly dependent on the steps we rarely take to utilize our network, to make sure our network becomes our net worth. Because they said the value of your network will determine your net worth. And I know at the Power Networking conference with George Fraser and Connecting the Dots, that's something that he emphasizes a lot. Because if you decide you are not going to work your net, don't even get involved in it. I want to ask you, Andrea, what are some pointers that you can give us to make sure we are taking advantage of the opportunities in networking to propel our careers?
Absolutely. Number one, I think that you have to, you know, I always say you have to know the rules of the game to be able to play, right? You have to know what it takes to ensure your success. You need to have a game plan, which means that you need to get a coach, you need to get a mentor, and you need to have them help you implement a system for your success. I think that that is so important. Where a lot of people fall off is that they have no game plan. They see the vision. They see that, yes, I want to make $1 million, but how are you going to get to $1 million? How are you going to get to $10,000 a month? You know, so you need to have a game plan, and you need to have a system that is going to ensure that all that space in between, from your vision to the end point, is going to help you to bring those closer together so that you can actually manifest that goal of having $1 million. But what is it more that you want to do with that $1 million? Do you just want to be a millionaire, or is it that you want to have some type of retirement fund? You want to be able to retire early. You want to be able to have a dream house. You want to be able to travel. So those are all the things that you need to understand and write down in your vision. It just can't be, I want to be a millionaire, or I want to make a lot of money.
And I ask people what that mean anyhow. What does it mean to be a millionaire? I mean, you want to make a lot of money. What's a lot of money? I mean, for the person who has 5 cents, $20 is a lot of money. So we need
exactly
to be
relative.
Specific. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrea.
You absolutely. You have to be specific about what it is that you want out of your life, because your goal. If you don't have a plan and a purpose for your goal, for your life, you cannot expect anybody else to have a plan and purpose for your life on your behalf. They're trying to deal with, you know, whatever they're dealing with. So you have to be able to know exactly what it is that you want. You have to know what goals you want to accomplish out of your life, very specific goals, and then and only then will you be able to take the necessary steps and the necessary actions towards accomplishing that end goal, okay, that you want. And I think that number two, another rule that I live by is that you talked about networking. You have to be able to understand how to network. You have to be able to understand the power of the internet and social media and social marketing and network marketing to be able to connect with people that you wouldn't necessarily have access to on a regular basis. If it wasn't for, you know, Facebook and social media, we would never have crossed paths. But thank goodness that we have that platform to be able to connect. And those are the things that will help us to propel our message, that will help us to propel the greater good and get examples, great examples of women in entrepreneurship or in the entrepreneurial world who are doing things. And it's about having a platform, and the internet opens up that platform to be global. You can start to reach global people internationally without having necessarily to spend any money to do that. So that is very important. People need to understand the power of that. They need to understand that you have to be able to breathe, live, become your vision. You have to become success. And a lot of people don't really understand the depth of this. you have to become success before you actually get the byproducts of success, which are mm-hmm. the money and the time, freedom, and all of those things. You have to embody what success
is. Speak it, look it, feel it, taste it.
Exactly. You have to claim it for mm-hmm. yourself, and then only when you believe it, you have to believe. You
That's
have
right.
to believe it with
That's
so
right.
much passion and so much conviction, and that gets other people to believe. When you walk into a room, how you carry yourself and your demeanor, and people can look at someone and say they are success, or I know that that person is successful because, or they have a successful mindset because of the way that they carry themselves, and
mm-hmm.
that person may still be on their road
to wealth, to creating
yeah,
wealth,
to wealth mm-hmm. but in other people's eyes, they are attracting that wealth. They are attracting that wealth and that success at a greater rate than if they did not embody that success for themselves. And it's so important that you breathe, live, and become your vision, your purpose, and the success that you want to become. And like you said, I cannot stress. Go.
I want to just say something here. Because you just mentioned what you said, and it brought me back to sometimes last year, I was speaking with a well-thinking person who is supposed to be a friend of mine, and we're talking about some things that I'm doing, and he said to me, but you have to be successful to do those things. And I asked him, what did he say? And he repeated. And I pointed out, like in bullet points, verbally, all the things that I've done and are still doing and I so on. And after I rolled the list out, I asked him, am I successful? And he looked me in the eyes. And on my third attempt of asking him, am I successful? He said, yes. I said, well, what you are confusing with is that I'm not wealthy. But I said,
mm-hmm.
it's coming. I said, next year is my year and it's coming. I said, don't confuse wealth with success.
Right.
And he said, thank you for that lesson. Because a lot of people get confused with wealth and success.
Yes, they do.
Yes, do
they
you
do.
Have any other pointers there?
Yeah. Like we talked about earlier, investing in yourself, and it's not just investing in your personal development, but investing in a healthy body, in a healthy spirit, making sure that you are working towards that every single day. When I get up every morning, what I do is the first thing before I get out of bed is I meditate on the happiness and the success that I'm going to have for the day. And
Amen.
I open up some personal development book, whether it is my Bible or whether it is something that I am trying to learn to
mm-hmm.
progress my entrepreneurial, my business. But I get up and I do it every day, and I feed myself with positive thoughts, with positive mindset, with positive quotes and inspiration, because I hold that with me throughout the day. So that
mm-hmm.
no matter how hard my day gets, I can always reflect back that I started my day off on the right foot. And absolutely.
That's right.
So
That's right.
important.
That's
and
right. Andrea, I want you to take an opportunity to tell people how they can get in touch with you. And then afterwards, I want to come back and ask for your closing thoughts. So go ahead and give your information out how people can get in touch with you, please.
Absolutely. You can always feel free to connect with me on my blog. All of my contact information is on my blog. There's actually a tab that says contact me on the Gold Medal Marketer blog. So that is www.thegoldmedalmarketer.com. Okay, and that is my blog. You can also connect with me via email, Andrea@thegoldmedalmarketer.com, and I'm very interactive on Facebook. You can go to my fan page. It is AndreaBoulderFanPage.com, and that is AndreaBoulderFanPage.com. And I'm very accessible. I make sure that if people have questions for me, that I get back to them right away, because I always think it's so important to have not only to learn, but to share what you've learned so that it may be a blessing to others. So feel free to connect with me. I'm very open to discussing with you anything under the sun that will help you to take that one step forward to achieving and manifesting the success that you desire in your life and in your business. So,
all right. So would you give us your closing thoughts of today? What do you want when the listeners listen, whether those that are listening live or on the archive, what are certain points that even if they forget anything else in this amazing dialogue we had, you want them to hold on to? What are some points?
You know, I want people to understand that if you're struggling, if you're frustrated, if you are going through a tough time and you just haven't really been able to put all of the pieces together, you have to realize that your time is now. You can't wait till things are going to be perfect. You can't wait till all the pieces are in place, until you learn everything that you need to know to make things happen. Step out on faith and stop letting mediocrity, stop letting your circumstances, stop letting your limiting beliefs stop you from achieving the success that you want in your life. The tools are out there, but it is really up to you to use them and to put them into action. It is up to you to change your situation, and that is that. Those are the characteristics of a true champion. No matter where you start from, you can make a way to becoming a winner in whatever it is that you want. Be persistent. Do not quit. When times get hard, make sure that you have a mentor that or someone that you can talk to that will encourage you, that will lead you or guide you in the right direction. Sometimes all you need to do is give yourself a pat on the back and tell yourself that, you know, today is going to be a great day. It is a great day to be great. And if you just remind yourself that you are worth it, that you are of value, that you have what it takes, that you are uniquely designed, that there is nobody out there in this world that can do what you do or have the type of impact that you can potentially have on other people. And don't let anybody tell you what you cannot do. You know what it is that you want to manifest in your life. You know your vision. You know your purpose. You know your passion. And once you have that tied down, once you know what it is that you want to do with your life, find the right platform and make it happen. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands that if someone else can do it, you can do it too.
That's
you
right.
Never know what someone else's circumstance was, where they started from or where they came from. And many times there are people who have come from a lot harder situation than you have. So always
right.
be encouraged to do the things that you want to do in your life and believe in what you are doing. Stay focused and be determined. Keep your eye on the prize. And then once you start to achieve the success that you're looking for in your life, start sharing that with others. Start helping others. Start being a benefit and a blessing to others, and I guarantee it will come back to you in
right.
miraculous ways. So
right.
I'll end on that because I can go on forever. But
I just want to thank you for blessing my listeners and for adding value to the vision that I am called to. And I look forward to a growing, blossoming friendship between us. I look forward to networking
Absolutely.
With you and adding value to what you do. I thank you. Continue following the direction and the path that you're on. Continue touching and blessing lives. And I look forward to other conversation with you, my sister, in the near future.
Yes,
I hope,
absolutely.
I hope
thank
this
you so
will
much.
Be your first time listening. I want you to go to my show page and write a comment and Let the world know what you thought about this conversation we had. Become a friend there and let me know how I can add value to what you are doing. Stay blessed and all the success for 2011 and beyond. Anything else? That's it? Okay, I want to thank Dream Manifest and all the others who came to the chat room. I pray that this was a blessed segment for you. Again, I want to ask you to help us to bring Joel Tucker home safely. Keep your eyes open. The number to call for Detective Crawford is 212-694-7781. Help us to bring Joel home. And Joel, darling, if you are listening, we all love you and we want to have you home. I want you to check out my new website at www.marqueeglobal.com. Check it out and let me know what you think about my new image. I will see you again on Sunday when I have a guest from India on and I have a guest from Jamaica on. So I'm having two guests this Sunday, and then I'll see you next Wednesday again when we focus on inspiring, educating, and keep you informed and empowered. This is Dynamic Daphne saying thank you for joining us today.
I'm going to see the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change.